holds up well under any performance. River Deep Mountain High by Ike and Tina Turner, Eric Burdon, and the last one, the biggest surprise of all, I guess, that's Nielsen. Nielsen and River Deep Mountain High. You know, there were many questions about where the MC5 would and could perform in the New York area. Their revolutionary rock music needed the proper atmosphere and a place that understood them. Well, the MC5 have discovered the Pavilion. Everyone connected with the group loved the place and wanted a ballroom at Flushing Meadow Park. Make the scene, because the groups want to see you.
Putney says the Bowman 6 girl is got to have soul.
The Cinema 2, 3rd Avenue and 60th Street.
Let me tell you how it is between me and my Winstons.
Designing fallout shelters for new schools and creating them in old schools is a protection device that should not be over.
Metro Media Stereo in New York, WNEW-FM, Pete Fornitzal in for Zach. And what can I say about this next record? It's a pleasure to play, it's a pleasure to listen to it. It's a hit of sorts, though on an underground basis, and it very well might be the album track of the year. Crosby, Stills and Nash, Judy Blue Eyes. That's Neil Young, and everybody knows This Is Nowhere before that, Crosby, Stills and Nash with Judy Blue Eyes. It'll be interesting to see how well Neil Young integrates his sound into that group. This is WNEW-FM, Metro Media Stereo in New York. Pete Fornitzal for Zach, back after news with Dylan.
72 degrees and a minute.
Thank you, Jim. This is Pete Fornitzal, back for Zach on New Groove Radio in New York, WNEW-FM. Interesting item in the news about the return to school with proof of age and vaccinations for polio, etc. It brings to mind a lot of the criticism that I've heard in recent days for the 19-and-a-half-hour telethon, which has become an annual event in New York. There's no question about it, the Labor Day Jerry Lewis telethon. And many people, of course, question the legitimacy of a performer so involving himself with a charity. They question the legitimacy of his reasons. Is it publicity? Is it for real? And Steve Allen, in fact, once did an incredible parody on telethons. He was running one for Hangnail or something like that. But the point that should be remembered above all is that a few years ago, when there were such things as March of Dimes polio telethons, the response of the people led to the wiping out of the disease to such an extent that I heard Dave Garraway tell a story recently that really hit home. He was MC at a dinner for Dr. Jonas Salk in New York City, and while he was putting on his tuxedo and getting ready to go to the hotel where the dinner was being held, his young son asked him where he was going, and he said, I'm emceeing a dinner honoring Dr. Jonas Salk. And the young boy asked who Dr. Salk was. And Mr. Garraway answered, he's the gentleman who created the anti-polio vaccine. And the little boy looked at his father and said, Dad, what's polio? And that's really where it's at. I think underneath the veneer and the show business facade of it all, that's what it's all about. And maybe that's what should be kept in mind. Okay, as promised, Dylan. All Along the Watchtower and I'll Be Your Baby Tonight from John Wesley Harding. And tonight I'll be staying here with you. We want the world, and we want it now. Hey, why not serve turkey this Sunday? I'm sorry, that's what it says here. Prices are good, and if you roast a Checkerboard Farms honeysuckle white,
hi, this is is Rick Zaringer of the McCoys, recording artists on weekends only these days. Monday through Friday are school days for us. If you've dropped out of school, here's a tip that's the real McCoy. Visit your nearest public library. The librarian there will be happy to tell you...
Metro Media Stereo in New York, WNEW-FM. Pete Fornital for Zach on New Groove Radio. There are many ways to make it in the rock scene these days. I guess the most obvious is that big hit single that does incredible things for a performer lucky enough to possess one. Of course, you can build a strong reputation with fine albums, too, something which was not the case a mere 3 or 5 years ago. And then you can do what this next group has done. Build an incredibly strong foundation of excellent musical talents. Three of its members are either Juilliard graduates or students, and they've been playing the local clubs and doing the local interviews and playing their hearts out, really, for a year now, never enjoying that taste of success that would make them the legendary household word. But in the process of so defining and developing a sound unique unto themselves, they have become the favorites of a large segment of the rock audience, and their career continues to shine. I'm talking about the New York Rock and Roll Ensemble.